This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Shell, thanks for tuning in. Got a lot to get to. Riding Shotgun with me, as always, is Steve Starrs. What's up, Steve-O?
Well, I'm here, man, another week, and so much news again, Bob. And, you know, you got some great guests coming on this week. We've got a lot of news. I mean, we're just going to stay at it, man, as long as these guys keep coming at us with everything else, this weekend shooting.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, the Kenyan, the whole Kenyan thing, this is, needs to be explored. I haven't looked
too much into that. I'll have to ask your take on it. The first thought that comes to mind is that's our president's homeland and that we should be very concerned. But that's neither here nor there. You mentioned the guest we have coming on this week, Colin Ross of the Trauma Institute, the Colin Ross Institute, a doctor who specializes in trauma. I'm looking forward to that show. Aaron McCollum has written a new book on transhumanism. That's coming up on, Thursday night. And there was one other guest I had in mind. Colin Ross, Aaron McCollum. I'll have to check my calendar and let you know later on tonight's show. But as Steve mentioned, we have a lot to get to. Steve, have you heard about this talk of the National Guard possibly being deployed to patrol Chicago's gang-plagued neighborhoods?
Yes, I have. And, you know, of course, Chicago is what I guess the number one crime and shooting capital metropolis of the country right now.
You know, Wait a second. They're the number one crime metropolis in the United States?
Well, I think it's the number one shooting metropolis.
Shooting? Well, how can that be, though? I thought guns were heavily regulated there.
Well, I think they're just drones shooting from outer space or something like that, Bob. You know, it wouldn't be, you know, the people in Chicago with guns because guns aren't allowed.
I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I thought this was interesting. I heard it mentioned on the news that the National Guard is possibly going to be patrolling the streets. Governor Pat Quinn says he would consider using state resources to help combat Chicago street violence, but only if city officials want the assistance. So there you go.
Yeah, that's very good. There's a story in Lou Rockwell that said the gang violence is afflicting some of our major cities, Chicago chief among them. As I write, there are reports coming in regarding a shooting of 13 people in the second city. Fortunately, no one was killed. So he goes on to talk about there's a few modest proposals to rid our inner cities of gang-related violence, the libertarian solution, but this is in counter to the idea of us employing National Guard troops, which, of course, is... You know, I mean, the National Guard out here in Colorado during our floods has been a very welcome sight because they've been very helpful. And by the way, Joe Biden was in my hometown here today with Governor Chicken Cooper, Hickenlooper.
Was he there? Wow.
Yeah, he was. And
I mean, but these are under legitimate natural disasters or national disasters, okay?
Right.
Isn't
yeah.
this a violation of quasi comitatus to have troops just patrolling the streets?
Well, that was the idea, of course. You know, we wouldn't have the National Guard out unless it was an emergency, unless they were like they were doing here, rescuing people, plucking people out with the Chinooks and Black Hawk helicopters, and people who were isolated. In this situation, they were a welcome sight, but, you know, employing our guys to go up and patrol the streets and the cities of a place like Chicago is really, in my opinion, you know, not really the call of duty or the requirement or the obligation or the position or place for the National Guard. So you can only do this in a city like Chicago.
And what are they going to do differently that the police aren't going to do? I mean, aren't our police departments already militarized enough?
Yeah, you'd think they are, and our police departments are becoming the National Guard, and vice versa. People come in and out of the service and into each other, you know. And so as a result, yeah, I mean, it's like it's the same people, only these guys haven't graduated to police yet. And so the idea is getting Americans used to seeing armed patrols of military personnel on the streets. And you know, of course, this is Chicago, Rahm Emanuel's city. I mean, he's made such a great effort there. This is Barack Obama's hometown turf, you know. So now we have to have the National Guard there to protect the remainder and the leftover of what was there prior to all of this and exists today thanks to Rahm and Barack.
Thank you, Rahm. Thank you, Barack. Hey, speaking of the National Guard, Steve, did you hear about this 1.4 tons of cocaine that they found in Paris? There was several pieces of luggage that were not claimed, and the officials decided to take a look in this luggage that was on an Air France flight to Paris, and they found 1.4 tons of cocaine. 1.4 tons. And now what they're saying is that the plane that originally came from Venezuela, they're saying that two National Guard sergeants and one lieutenant have been arrested for alleged involvement in the smuggling of 1.4 metric tons of cocaine. The minister of Venezuela, Miguel Rodriguez, told State TV that the three men were arrested Sunday and that additional arrests were expected. And this makes me wonder, is there more drug smuggling going down from our military? You know, we all heard about what happened with the Iran-Contra scandal, and this makes me wonder if this same sort of drug smuggling from our very own powers that shouldn't be are happening today. We know that the black market, the heroin market, the drug market in general, is what fuels and funds the shadow wars, the black ops, and so on and so forth. So is it of no surprise that our military has been charged with this crime by Venezuela, who may or may not be, or definitely is not, a part of the New World Order as of right now? It's interesting, huh?
Yes, it is. And, of course, this goes back to the old days of the Opium Wars, you know, with the British Empire in China. You know, it went on for quite a long time in the 1800s and on in. And it's a big part of secret ops. It's a big part of funding these people. It's a big part of moving and connecting with trade, be they people on the ground in the places where these substances are produced, the opium, the cocaine, and then through the underworld when they get to the other side. And that way they develop this web, this network, of course, and they have these underground people, these very underworld figures, all intact along the borders and along both countries. So it's not only a strategy of making money, but it's also a way that they can intermingle and get involved with some of the dark, sinister elements in all these societies. And that's how they operate. You know, it's been a long... Mm-hmm. Nothing
so
new
this
about
cocaine
it.
Was valued at, let's see, it was 1.4 metric tons that they said was worth several hundred millions of dollars.
How many eight balls does that break down to?
Steve, I can tell you exactly how many eight balls
Let's
that
see.
Breaks down.
Get out your scale and your
hold on here.
Okay, and your hold razor blade.
Maybe Barry Sotero can help me here. He knows a thing or two about that, right?
Barry?
Or is it Bush? Wasn't Bush often the air and whatnot, or he just had a cold?
I think Bill Clinton quit a long time ago and started injecting instead, you know, something different.
It's more efficient that way.
It was.
You know, the war on drugs is a fraud, folks. These people are sick. They're hypocrites. They themselves use it, and that shows how sick they are because, let's face it, folks, regardless if you believe in the criminality of such actions, snorting cocaine's not good for you, all right? It's just not good for you.
Right.
Do what you want. I could care less at the end of the day if you want to have an eight ball. But it's not good for you, and it goes to show you that these same figures that are at least publicly vehemently against the war on drugs, or I should say they're for the war on drugs, against drugs, are the ones who are snorting it behind the scenes. So there you go, folks. The National Guard being put on the streets of Chicago and smuggling drugs from Venezuela into Paris, France. Hey, when I come back, Steve, I want to tell the listeners a little bit about what's happening with Fukushima. I'll tell you about how Israel has launched an anti-Rouhani media blitz. And I have some news about Google's new program. Listen to this. Google is launching a new program to design governments.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Mr. Producer, did you hear about our frequent caller, Werner, being attacked? You heard about it? Yeah, I just got word of this story here. One of our callers, Werner from New Brunswick, Canada, he was arrested. This is from September 22nd, 2013. The cattle rancher was arrested in court for refusing to submit to a psychiatric evaluation. Werner, if you're out there and you're free, call in, buddy. Call in. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what happened.
Yeah, I'd like to hear too.
This is crazy, Steve. I'm kind of shifting gears here. I had some other stuff I planned to get to this segment, and we'll get to it, but let's talk about this for a second. Mr. Bach has been a farmer his entire life and attended the Technical College of Agriculture and Business in Germany. For 4 years of his life, he trained to be a natural farmer. His family still resides on the family farm in Germany. He was in court facing two counts of failing to provide proper food and water to his animals during the spring of 2011. Werner, who had farmed on rented land in Germany for 10 years, immigrated to New Brunswick, Canada in 1969 and bought his own farm. Local government encouraged immigrant farmers to take over non-productive farmland so it wouldn't return to forested growth. For a while, Werner thought he had landed in paradise. Through 5 years of hard work, he brought back the soil and started to enjoy a productive, organic farming operation. He has a good neighbor and always helped local farmers who needed his assistance in any way. However, he started to have trouble with the local power structure, who knew nothing about farming, of course, and who wanted to tell him what to farm and how to farm. He said he didn't move from Germany to be bossed around in the land of the free. He preferred the organic way of farming. That's when his problems started in 1975. Today, Mr. Bach and his pets and his ranch and cattle have been under attack by an unknown party for decades. During the time, over 300 cattle have been mutilated and killed at his ranch in New Brunswick, Canada. He also has been subjected to arson attacks on his property. During his own investigation into the crimes, he noticed strange burn marks on the noses, udders, flanks, legs, feet, and elsewhere on his cattle. The mainstream media have been less than helpful in reporting his troubles, even though Werner has never said that an alien or aliens were responsible for the death of his cattle. They insist on reporting that he did. Interesting. They are outright lying and seem to be attempting to destroy his credibility in the public eye. Thousands of people have heard Mr. Bach's account of his troubles and know him to be sane and kindly man, and a kindly man, and a very conscientious and capable organic farmer and rancher, through statements made directly to him by the RCMP officers and other people. Werner tells us these criminals in the community want him to abandon his land and that they will find a way to put him away for good. And they have done so under the guise of him rejecting a psychiatric test. I'm trying to find more about his recent arrest here. If anybody wants to call in, 800-313-9443. I'd love to hear about what's happening here. 800-313-9443. Yeah, I know. That's what I said, Mr. Producer. It's the Werner that calls in. Exactly right. You didn't? Are you not listening to the show? Come on now.
he's trying to steal these questions. We got him, though. I mean, this is an incredible story because obviously somebody's trying to run him off the land. They're abusing his animals and trying to frame him, it sounds like to me.
Agenda 21. Probably the overarching philosophies behind them going after farmers like him. After all, he's not playing the game. He's not sustainable enough for them to... Yeah. Come after him. I don't know the full details here. I'm learning about this as we go.
He's in Canada, though, right? Where is he?
He's in New Brunswick, yeah.
New Brunswick. Okay, yeah, that'd be interesting because I don't know what the laws and the rules are up there, but it sounds to me like, of course, in the United States, the whole thing of forced psychiatric examinations is really, really borderline, in my opinion, probably over the borderline on the Fifth Amendment. But I don't know how that pertains to situations up in Canada, so I guess maybe we might have to wait for somebody from up there to call us and let us know.
Let's take some calls. And the next segment, I'm going to play a piece of audio from Deanna Spengola on his case that I just found. She will hopefully explain some of the details that we're missing. But until then, I'd love to hear from you on this or anything else on your mind. We'll keep calls open throughout the show tonight. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we'll start with Chris. Hey, Chris.
Well, thank you very, very much. I got some intel for you on Werner's situation. In America, at least, psychiatry has been deemed by the Supreme Court under the test called the Daubert, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, analysis, the test for validation of any qualified expert subject to peer-reviewed independent third-party proof of the efficacy of the alleged expert's ability to perform repeatable circumstances to declare whether outcomes have any relativity to truth or not. And specifically under Kumho Tire Company, K-U-M-H-O, versus Carmichael, it has been declared by the Supreme Court that psychology, is mere pseudoscience, hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, posed as science, is completely subjective and interpretive.
Sure.
May be perpetrated without any refutation by anyone that's claimed to need their care, and they can use it as a ruse to confuse and to contrive any scheme to declare somebody insane so they can shoot them up with drugs.
Yeah, I mean, that's psychology, and then psychiatry is the, you know, discipline that comes in and poisons people arbitrarily. They have no real science backing that these medications do anything. They have no real way to determine what chemical imbalance exists, and they kind of just take a shot in the dark and dope people up with these dangerous SSRIs and so on and so forth. I'm in complete agreement with you, Chris, and if that's the science, for lack of a better term, because it's not a science. But if that's the discipline that's deeming him to be not fit for, being out in the public, then you're damn right that that's completely full of it.
Well, Werner is also a very strong voice for truth. He has direct first-party knowledge of things that occurred in Nazi Germany and of what the nature of Hitler actually was and what the nature of the group who were really the Bolsheviks that wiped out over 122 million in their district facade there in Russia before they came to Germany.
So you think he's also a political target? We know that anybody who questions the official story of the Holocaust or the narrative of the Holocaust, that is considered to be illegal in some countries, and I believe Canada is one of those. And regardless, folks, if you think that people who have any different beliefs on the Holocaust are crazy or whatever, regardless of that, put the Holocaust issue aside. The fact of the matter is, for somebody to be a criminal, for something to be illegal based on a historical perspective, is just absolutely ludicrous, to say the least. Chris, thanks for the call and the added perspective on this. We'll continue to discuss this and so much more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show. The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the Declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Listener and caller to the show, Werner Bach, a farmer from Canada, is in jail, from what I understand, and he has been harassed for many, many years. They've done all sorts of crazy things to his cattle. They've basically intimidated him in several different respects, and now, according to the sources I've read on this, a psychiatrist has deemed him to be not fit for living in the public, or whatever their technical term is, and they've put him, I don't know if they've committed him, I don't know if he's in jail. I need some more details here, so if you know anything, help us out. 800-313-9443. And in the next segment, I'm going to play Deanna Spingola's broadcast that she did about this case to try to learn more on the show tonight. And then I got some other stuff. We have 3 hours, though, here Monday through Friday. So as you know, we got a lot to get to and have a lot of time to do so, which is a great luxury. So we'll go back to the phone lines for now, 800-313-9443, and we will talk with Jerry. Jerry is in Chicago. Are you ready for the National Guard to come on the streets there?
You know what? They're going to pull the same thing probably with me that happened to Werner, and then there's another guy in Chicago that calls the John Moore show quite a bit. This is all about taking your First Amendment right away.
Why haven't they come after me? I guess I'm not saying the right things.
You know, I'm trying to figure that one out, too, and, you know, this is all part of the end game. They're going to squash free speech. And when they come for these people that are all open for free speech, they also understand that these people also have, you know, they believe in the Second Amendment, and they're going to support the Second Amendment. So if they could take one out, it's only part of the $6.5 billion they're looking to get rid of. I feel very bad for Werner. I love listening to him when he calls in. He's very knowledgeable. Same thing with Chris from Nevada and Lark from Texas and Bear from Colorado. I love listening to these guys on the radio. I wish I knew as much as these guys, but I'm learning because I listen to RBN, and they don't want people to learn.
Well, that's exactly right. I think that probably has to do with this. I'm not sure, though. Steve, you're going to pipe in?
Well, I was just going to ask on the status here. So he has been arrested. Now he's facing psychiatric or psychological examination, however they are going to put him through this. Because as Bob says, they start out with a psychological aspect, and then it moves into the witch doctory of medications and things
like
that.
Sure, they'll force medication on him. All I see here, Steve, is that he was in court, and he was arrested in court for refusing to submit to a psychiatric evaluation. So we have to submit to their psychiatric evaluation, otherwise we're sent to the re-education camps, right?
That sounds like it's the case. And I don't know what the laws are pertaining to those kinds of things in Canada. I know that you could make a protest. James Holmes went through that quite extensively here in Colorado over the Aurora shootings at the cinema
and
there.
And who was that other guy from Arizona, the other crazy guy?
Loughner, Jeremy Loughner.
Yeah. They forced medication on him, and who knows, these folks were probably medicated to begin with, but this is somebody who's being told he's crazy, and you've heard him call in. He has a lot to say and does a pretty good job at expressing himself, so I think that is a cover here to come after him, and that's just my take. Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy.
Hey, one other thing, he's telling the truth. That's why they're coming after him.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't doubt it.
And you look at the Snowden thing. This guy came out and he spoke the truth, and they went after him. And anybody who speaks the truth against this criminal cartel, they're going after them too.
Sure seems that way.
I'm not going to stop, Jerry. That's for sure. I'm going to keep doing what we do here.
Band together,
stay here, buddy.
Yeah. Cover each other's backs here. You know, we're going to follow this case. You know, we're going to follow these.
All right. People. All the best, Jerry. I appreciate it, man. Let's talk with Kathy now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Bob. I wanted to just put plant the seed that if you could get this information to Werner, the Mennonites are stellar advocates. There's a very solid Mennonite community in Canada. So I have a list right here of the MCC offices in Canada. They're known for their advocacy and for their peacemaking. So I think that would be the call I would make if I was in his situation. So I wanted to just see, can I email you these numbers?
Yeah, please do, and I'll pass that on to the best of my ability to someone related to him. And, yeah, that's a good idea. I know the Amish have been great, and, of course, Steve, we talked about that cancer case where an Amish family did not want to subject their child to the dangerous chemotherapy poison, and they actually won in court. The judge actually said, yeah, you have the right, which is a huge precedent in the cases of children being forced by the state to be poisoned with chemotherapy. So thanks for that, Kathy. I hope that helps.
Actually, if you could get this to Deanna Spingola, you know what I mean, if she's taken a pat, you know what I mean, she may be more able to get the data to him. But Mennonites runs Christian Peacemaker Team, cpt.org. They do work in Palestine. I mean, they are rock solid, and that's honestly really a good tip. So I'll definitely send this to you. If you could get it to Deanna, that would be good too.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
Great.
I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Brian in California. Hi, Brian. It's Bina. I'm sorry. I thought you misspelled it or something.
Oh, yes. Good evening, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yes,
no problem.
I called the court earlier today, this past day, and I spoke with the clerk regarding Werner Bock, and they said that he had been released from jail, and that okay. So I said, well, is there another court date for him? And they said yes, and it's scheduled for November the 28th. And that he has two counts against him, and they said it was related to the so-called SPCA Act regarding treatment of animals or his ranch animals. So that was what I was able to learn. There's also, I got the name of the magistrate that he'd be appearing and the case number as well. And so it looks like he's out in his own so-called recognizance until that time.
Okay.
And I was reading on Facebook as a website dedicated to Mr. Bock's circumstance, and one of the writers for Justice for Germans, that would be Martin, anyway, he goes by the name of Wayne when he calls into Deanna's program, but he said that for some reason the court people stole or misplaced Werner's briefcase, which has all of his papers, his credit card and information about him, and then they said, well, they lost it. So it's clearly a case of harassment and...
Wow.
It's really too bad. I just hope that he gets his credentials back. Anyway, I don't need to call in just to let you know that he's out of jail. And according to Wayne in Canada, he's okay health-wise.
All right,
probably.
Well, hopefully he'll call in and we'll get to hear directly from him. I'm sure he might be listening.
That would be cool, yes.
So, all right, well, thanks for that update. That's good to know.
You're welcome, Bob. Have a good evening.
I'd love to hear it from the horse's mouth. Werner, if you're listening, everybody wants to hear what happened, buddy, so... Call us up, 800-313-9443. Henry in Connecticut, hi there.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? I heard you talking earlier about the thing with the suitcase, with the...
nearly two tons of cocaine found in the Paris airport and luggage that was
not
claimed.
Okay, this was found in Paris, right?
Yeah, in Paris, right.
Right, okay. Oh, you say 2 tons or one? I thought you said it was 1 ton something.
It was 1.7 tons, or 1.4 tons, rather.
All right, okay, so that's like, that could be about 2,800 pounds.
It was a lot of cocaine, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. You're saying that the by the way, I forgot your name. Who are you, by the way?
I'm the host. My name's Bob.
Bob
what's
what?
Your name?
Bob Turnack.
Your name's okay. Turnack?
No. You said your name is Bob Turnack?
Bob Turnack, yeah. That's me, Bob Turnack.
Bob Turnack, okay.
No, my name's
right.
Bob Tuscan. Bob Tuscan.
Oh, Bob Tuscan. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check the show out more often. The thing you told me when you mentioned about the National Guard, yes, I believe the government's... may not be most National Guard. I mean, because they may have to be careful, you know, unless they have a higher CIA connection, so you got to be careful. But
sure.
I believe the government's always dealing with this stuff. And I don't think the thing of it is that they're dealing in it, but damn it, don't they make it legal. But then if they make it legal, then you wouldn't get the money.
The black market price is exactly right, Henry. You're listening to the Bob Turnack Show. Don't go anywhere.
Show. Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
This is Deanna Spingola. It is Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, and this is one of my specials. I do not have a guest today, but wish to talk about a very dear person, a regular listener to my radio programs on RBN. He frequently calls into the program and was a guest on my RBN program on June 18th, 2013. His name is Werner Bock. That's W-E-R-N-E-R-B-O-C-K. And he raises cattle and engages in natural farming in New Brunswick in Canada. The policies of Agenda 21 mandates that much of the land now in production must be allowed to go back to the wild. The government, in collaboration, whether you're talking about Canada or the United States, the government, in collaboration with multinational corporations, would rather poison the land with Monsanto chemicals, kill the farm animals, and salt the mines, much as the British did in the war against the Boers. These big multinational corporations wish to monopolize the food industry through factory farming, and of course this implies that they get rid of all of the independent ranchers and farmers. Local officials targeted Werner Bock several years ago after he had purchased unproductive land, and through hard work and a great deal of effort, he resurrected the land and made the soil fertile and fruitful. Now, Werner Bock has videos up on YouTube, and if you just Google Werner Bock's electronic attack / cattle mutilation ordeal, and there's four parts. I will, of course, have these linked on the schedule page. He has been arrested previously, but now there's a new situation. On Friday, Hans Krampe called me to tell me that local officials had arrested Werner because he would not... I received an email from a friend of Werner's who said the following. Dear Deanna, and I'm not going to use her name. Dear Deanna, my name is Jane Smith, and I'm a friend of Werner Bock. I live in Vancouver, and Werner and I have never met in person, but we're talking on the phone frequently. When I could not reach him in the last 3 days, I checked the hospitals in the area and then called the RCMP in Pettit, Kodiak, New Brunswick, where he lives. I was told that they will call me back, and after a while, late last night, three RCMP, that's Royal Canadian Mounted Police, three RCMP officers had me on speakerphone and were making jokes and laughing and telling me that Werner is in a safe place now where he gets the treatment he needs. This happened after his court judgment on Thursday. I have not been in touch with him. My telephone gets cut off. Maybe he tried to reach me. I don't know where he is, and I don't know what the sentence he received. The RCMP told me that he is mutilating his cows and blaming it on aliens. How can I find out where he is? What can I do to get in touch with him? Is there a way I can find out the sentence he got? They are going to take the cows and the farm away from him, and maybe he will be harmed wherever he is by psych drugs. Can you help me? Well, I responded back, and I asked her a few questions about the situation. And she responded again. Hi, Deanna. I found an article on the CBC New Brunswick News, and here's the link. She sent me the link, which I will also post on the radio schedule page. She goes on. She says, I call first the Moncton Police at 1-888-506-7267, and then the Pettit Kodiak Police at 506-857-2400. The Pettit Kodiak Police called me back and told me that he is in a safe place. They were laughing. You know, Werner gets a little emotional and can get carried away, and maybe he does need a lawyer now to pull him out of this. I am in Vancouver. I am German, 20 years here, so I don't quite know my way around as well as Canadian. The targeting has increased drastically, and I had to leave the place for some time. I guess they don't want me to help Werner. Thank you so much for your concern. I told the police that I know him to be a kind man and that he never said that aliens did this to his cows. So on Monday, it is his birthday. I don't think this is a coincidence. He will be back in court. Hopefully, we can find a way to get him out. So I guess this is my appeal, as well as Werner's friends appeal, to figure out how we're going to help him. Now, back in June, on June 12th of 2012, the Huffington Post placed an article, and they entitled the article, Werner Bach Blames Death Rays Aliens for Cow's Deaths, Faces Charges in Canada. And this was, as I say, it was in the Huffington Post. And just this recent episode in the news, New Brunswick newspaper posted an article and talks about the recent arrest. And let me just go through this article briefly with you. A Moncton area cattle farmer who claims lasers and heat rays killed his cows has been sent for a psychiatric assessment. Werner Bach is facing two counts of failing to provide proper food and water to his animals during the spring of 2011. Provincial court judge Troy Sweet was expected to render a decision in the case on Thursday. Instead, the judge said he wanted Bach to see a psychiatrist first. Bach, who contends the case against him to be a conspiracy by the government, the local veterinarians, the RCMP, and the CBC, refused. He said a psychiatrist had previously found him to be suffering from paranoia, and he doesn't trust them. The judge repeatedly explained he felt it would be in Bach's best interest and that he didn't have a choice in the matter. If Bach wouldn't go willingly, he said he would have him arrested, which they did. Sheriff's deputies led him away in handcuffs. This is just absolutely amazing. And as his friend said, he is scheduled to return to court on Monday. I'm not sure what we need to do here, but I think the best thing that we can do is let people know what is happening to Werner Bach. And I hope that you will look at the videos that he has done. He's done four videos. I will put the links on the radio schedule page. And look at what he has said. Werner said, "This is among the strangest killings yet. The RCMP were not called because they either ignore the contact or say to quit bothering them about the 11 incidences of arson on his farm. When they do come, they ignore the obvious crimes and threaten to shoot the dog. Worse yet, one French GRC officer asked a hard-working immigrant farmer why doesn't he just move, as they stood and watched the local fire department put out another incident of arson. I mean, they've tried to burn him out. They've done everything that they possibly can to seize his land. And I think this needs to definitely be spread about. We need to tell people what is going on in Canada. There, he's got all of these pictures, and I will post all of the links. And I mean, this is just terrible what they have done to his animals. They have killed at least 250 animals in the last 10 years. Okay, and these are his beef cattle. He cares for them, and this is a kind-hearted man that respects animals, respects nature, respects the land, and is doing the best that he possibly can, and yet they have targeted him for years. So please read the information that I will be posting. Talk to your friends. If you know any lawyers.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Deanna. I appreciate that update. When we come back in hour number two, we'll take more phone calls, and I got a lot to get into, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a little bit.
The Bob Tuscan Show.